Simon Tess, we started Sifalif last week. Although there are eight sifim in the simon, the first sif is contains the main points of the simon. Last week we started just the very beginning. Ma'id ma'id sarach adayin lizar shalom likach shaychad. Dan has to be very careful not to take shaychad. Ma'id ma'id, this man says, is an expression of Chazal where there's a big yetzahara for it. So, afilu lischai says hazakai. Even if they're saying, I'm giving you money, just you should pass in the correct way, and it's still awesome. Is this what we got to? Now, the Sma Beis, last week I mentioned to you, what's a din if they both give equally? If they both want to give equally, they give an envelope of cash, and it's from both parties, and they say it's 50-50. So what could be wrong with that? So the Sma says it's awesome. Now, it's just funny, I was looking this morning, read Sma Beis, the flow doesn't seem to make any sense. Sma Beis is on the fourth line of the Sma, the last wide line on top. Afilis Gai says Zakai. Kedi Chich B'Gemar D'Ksuvis. V'Diksiv Lai Sikach Shaychad. Ilu Lahatois Mishpat. If you're giving Shaychad to change the din, Kfar Huzer Al Zeh, there's a separate lav, Kamai D'Ksiv Lai Sata Mishpat. Lai Sasu Avol Ma Mishpat. So even this Gai says Zakai Atam. Why is it awesome? Mefurish B'Krat. Shenema ki ha-shaychad ya'aver, v'darshu chazal, this is a Gemara, shaychad nutrikin shehuchad. Someone gives you a bribe, you become one with him. Your mindset becomes one with him. Ratzalayman, naisim ha-kabal, nasa guf echad. V'yefshel yishamesh lo yad yita achrav. So till here I understand very gashmirt. Right? You not take shaychad, you become one with him. And it's human nature. You can't help it. You're gonna be fine. He's gonna find favor in your eyes. The next line: Kivan da osl lekablo imichad, osagam ken lekablo mitarvayu bishava, afil mishnem biyachad, afagad loyshasham haytaima. The flow is very bad. And he said before the reason shaychad is aser because you become chad, you're gonna be matas hadin. So how does the flow go? The whole Beis is explaining why it should be mutter mitarvayu. It's not explaining why it's osa mitarvayu. So I don't get it. Where the sources that you're not allowed to take from both equally, logic would dictate if the isaribis is because ma'avrei nechachamim. So it should be.
This is
Shaychad,
it's not
Rei Necham.
We know,
he's not going to take Shaychad.
What does Shaf
say? We know the fact that he's not going to. He's not going to take Shaychad.
Yeah.
So this is only for someone who is ready to take Shaychad.
No,
so,
we say, I don't understand why you're even equal, because we say that we know for sure that he's not going to take Shaychad, he still says Oscar.
Well, I know for sure the Grestigal is not going to eat pork. It's still us. I'm not sure what the question is.
Right, so therefore, Jeremy Shaw also, I mean, he also, no? Somebody give $50, so the judge see how this guy's poor and give him 50, so it's
harder, so it's like, you know. There was one Dayan who became hard of hearing in his old age. He said, I know why this happened, because Shechet is ma'avrei nechachamim. So he told him, what do you see? We're talking about Avra Eini Chacham, it's the eyes, not the ears. He said, no. See, Habanar Tzugezokt. They only promised me the Shaychad. They never actually delivered. So it's only the ears, it's not the eyes.
So as far as here, from the Svara that you can't take from one, it's obviously you can't take from both together. It has some
what he's saying is that you now take Shaychad to bend the din, that's really Pashit. Alright, so therefore, it's also, even if he tells you, paskin right. He says, we're giving you money, you should paskin correctly. So still aser. Why? Shulchad, you still become friendly with him. But why is it also from the two together? If the two together, why the Torah says only ma'avreini chachamim? Even from the two together, it could. Let's say you're right, but why does it flow into the Sma? Sma is busy telling me shehu chad, and it's ef she won't change it in, and then he says it's us even from both. It's the flow. The flow is shva. Okay, I guess you must be correct. It's just the finish.
Maybe he would have given look for a pshara where he should go in one direction.
So that's a good taina. It's not what the Sma says, that he'll be more prone to doing a pshara even when it should go to one direction. That I hear. If you take from two, you want to make them both happy, so you're not going to pass them like one. I hear that. No, so that's Shechet Varm. We're going to get it. It's in this sif.
Okay.
Let's see. It's all in this sif. We're going to get it. It's all on this page. Okay, let's see. So the shakl is not, he's not supposed, the third party, the dayan, objectively is not supposed to get money. He's allowed to take what they call schar b'teila. But they both pay. So we're going to have to understand how that works. It's not the way it should work. We're going to get to it in Sif Gimel. The way it works today is to put it mildly, not the ideal way it should work. And I don't know. You know, not much of a choice. But it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. Even though the concept of accepting shofet is something that affects the character of the judge, the dayan.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make a difference from how many you took. Once, even if you took from both, the concept that you've still accepted shofet is still what's affecting you. Can't be able to be judged clearly anymore.
That's what he's saying. It's hard. But certainly, this flow of the Sma is very hard. The Sma just finished saying because shehu chad. And but he said the word shanais makabel nasigofechet ef shuli shamish lo yita akrav. If it's ef shuli yita akrav, then that's not a reason it should be also from both.
It doesn't have to be logical because the Rav said when he has a balabatim or somebody
it's all,
knows
it's all true, but it doesn't explain the flow of the Sma. All this could be true, but the flow of the Sma is somehow like. But if we had you're allowed to judge your friend, you're allowed to judge your friend. If you're both sides, if you're both sides, you could judge yourself. Yeah. So quite today should be allowed to take gifts from anybody. Because maybe it'll be a dintara later. If it'll be a dintara later, you have to. Okay.
He should keep the money and recuse himself.
He should keep the money and then say, "No, I can't be. No, I can't be down." Okay. Yeah. Okay. If someone gives a dayan money, he should do kedin. So he takes the money. He says, "No, I'm doing kedin. I'm not passing this dintara." So he doesn't have to give back the money. He's doing kedin. No. It's like there's some cipher. The Taz asks, when you separate challah, and later the challah gets mixed back in, so you mat the neder. You make it ois challah. So Taz says, you're making the bracha levatala. He says, Shem Sivanu lahafrish challah, and then you're being mat the neder, so now it turns into bracha levatala. So some cipher answers, no. He said, I'm going to do the mitzvah of challah. The mitzvah of challah is that if it gets mixed back in, you should be matan eder. So I'm also doing the mitzvah of it. I'm doing that it got mixed back in, and I'm being matan eder. So also to give him a bride that he should do kedin. He says, "Thank you very much." Now he takes the money. He says, "Okay, kedin is that I should I shouldn't pass in the shaila." Okay. Anyway, let's see the halacha. The next line, imlokchai, the end of the second line, back in the Shulchan Aruch, imlokchai tzarech lahazirai. The first thing is, if somebody takes shaychad and paskas the din. Does he has to return it? Why does he have to return it? He took it shaloi kedin. So by gneiva it says heishiv zegzela. Where does it say that you have to give back the money? So let's see the sma, the end of an arrow line, sma gimel, tzarech lazirek. Now it's funny, it says tzarech lazirek kishi yitvenu. You don't have to give sheichet back. If he's teveya it, then you have to give it back. Avo b'loi tfiya in tzarech lazirek. Kibish lo kibla yelam eratzen anaysen. Ukedel l'schis es hazakai. If the person gave him sheichet and said paskin correctly, so he doesn't have to give it back unless they teveya him. Why if the teveyam he has to give it back? We don't have to figure that out. Like dami the ribis. Ribis, you do have to give back. We dash chayachichaimach. Ribis affects his life, his ability to live. It's noishech, it bites into him. So there's a mitzvah say to return ribis. So by ribis, there's a mitzvah to give it back. So then you have to give it back even if he's not teveyam. But by Shaychat, only if he's Teveya you, then you have to give it back. That's the Pesach here in the Shulchan Aruch.
Why is he allowed to Teveya?
What?
Why is he allowed to Teveya? Give it to
him. Why is he allowed to? Okay, good. We'll get to that in a minute. The Taz on the side of the page, on the Gilead on the left. Simon Tess, Bishul Varas Vajjit Venu, Kosova Sma, Loi Domi Laribis. You're wrong. Shemine Divrei Rashi. Perkez El Nesha Dasamach Alam. Zel Shainai. Ribis Ksutsa. Kaifen Oisai Bezdin Lahangzir. Im Tavai Bechayim. If the person who got it was Tevei him while he was alive. Why does it mean while he was alive? It's hard to be Tevei after you're dead. But it means when a man takes Ribis and dies, the Yarshim have no mitzvah to pay it back. When a person pays Ribis, it becomes the money of the recipient. He has a mitzvah to give it back. But it's his. If he dies, his yarshim don't have an obligation to return it. It's not geneva. If he has geneva and he dies, they have to give it back. It belongs to the other guy. But if it's ribis, he doesn't have to give it back. So as woman goes up to Taz, the sma is wrong. The sma said by ribis, you have to give it back, even if he's not teveya. But Rashi there says, kishi yitfenu mechayim. Akal shani hagam beribis minan teveya. So he's saying that Shaychat and Ribis is the same, and in both of them, the chiyuv to give it back is only if he's Teveya. So the question was asked, why do you have to give it back? If a person gives Shaychat, you could argue, if he says, he gives Shaychat paskin like me, and you don't paskin like him, I could hear it. But if he gives Shaychat that you should paskin correctly, so why do you have to give it back? So the Nesivis in Aleph says a Chiddush. In Tumura, there's a sugya of Kal Ma Da'amir Rachman Alei Savid Yavid Loi Mahani. If a Torah says don't do it and you do it, it's not Chal. Kal Ma Da'amir Alei Savid Yavid Loi Mahani. So the question is, where does that apply? Where does that apply? I once asked one of my Reveim. So if you buy something on Shabbos, it shouldn't be chal. If you do buying maybe is a drabanan, but if you do something that with a deraisa malacha, it shouldn't be chal. See, point to this nesivus. This nesivus says a chiddush. Nesivus says the rule that Yom is getting there. You have to cholin and b'chayrus. That's exactly half a year, 180 blat. So kavad yavid leimahani. He says shad is. If the Torah says loy sikach shaychad, it means doesn't just mean you're not allowed to take shaychad. It means it's not possible to take shaychad. When you take shaychad, it's not taken. The shaychad is not the lekicha is not chal or lekicha. Loy sikach shaychad. Besides being an iser, the yomer achmar le sav the Torah says loy sikach. Yavid le mahani. Then the kicha is not a kicha. That. We'll have to see. But let's see the Sivis. What? Right. Let's see what he said. The Sivis Aleph, which says Biurim. The Sivis is divided. It's like Mishnah Berurah, Bir Alacha. The Biurim, Sarak Lazira. Let's just stop it. B'seicher edus sheker v'heyidloi. If somebody pays someone to say false testimony, and he did it, imchayev lahazir k'shiyitvenu k'may b'sheichad. Do you have to give the money back? You paid me to say false, not me, you paid somebody to say false edus, and he did it. Do you have to give back the money? K'may b'sheichad. Nira. Ein chayev lahazir. Why? Nafka beribis v'sheichad. Da'amar akmano loy sikach. By ribis it says loy sikach. By sheichad it says loy sikach. By da'amar akmano loy sabidi yavid loy mahani. K'da'amar behedya. Hay tamal yin ribis v'tmura daf avam in beis. Since the Torah said loy sikach, so the kicha is not chal. V'abay disriyah sham gam kein diyotze b'diyonu m'mikradim chayach chicha imach. Avvalav kura potter. Okay, b'sheich had the chayiv lahazir, the lekakra. By sheich you have to give it back. There's no b'chayach yichayimach. Why do you have to give it back? Hurak v'tam derava. The yavid loy mahani. You have a kiloy sikach klal. Ubishusa de kiloy laka klal. Ubishusa de marakama koi. And it remains in the property of the marakama. So why do you need a pasuk b'chayach yichayimach? I'll explain it somewhere else. This is not my place to explain it. Don't take money for. So then, if someone gives someone money to say the sheker, just like an esnan, a prostitute that takes money for a bia. That's also in Sarkla Hazir. You don't have to pay back. You don't have to pay back the money. And he brings a raya from the Gemara I mentioned last week in Rosh Hashanah, where they paid someone, say, the sheker about the moon. And Chazal said that you didn't do what you said, but we let you keep the money anyway. You know, they didn't really say they the sheker. So it's a matana from the Bezant to you. So it is. What's the difference between shechet and nekat tosa now? What's the nefkamim?
No, just like somebody buys something and it's not what he didn't get what he wanted. So yes, it's a nekat tosa.
He got what he wanted.
But the din is not a din. You know, you can't. Right. Time passing. You know, the other.
Okay, I hear. Okay, he's saying because of Leisikach that the Lekicha is not a Kicha. Of course, Rav Zilberstein has his own shtick on this. So in the Gemara, he declares if someone hires somebody to burn down his competitor's business and he burns it down, whether now he can be Tevayim and Bezdin the money that he promised him for burning down his neighbor's. What do you say?
Yes.
He can be Tevayim. He's telling him, Machlokes is the Rashba and the Ritva. It's a separate contract. When I read it, Rav Zilberstein has this shaila. If you hire someone to burn down your competitor's business, and you burn it down, whether you have to pay him or not. So he's telling him, Machlokes is the Rashba and the Ritva. The Gemara Kedushin, someone tells someone, Zrek Bar Liyam, and the Gemara wants to get to a case of Kedushin, but says, Rek Badaliyam, throw something into the river and I'll pay you. So the Gemara says that you have to pay him midin Arif, because you guarantee the money. So the Machlokes there, the Rashba and the Ritva, how it works. Zrek Badaliyam, you're not allowed to do. You're not throw your money into the yam. Maybe if someone pays you, you're allowed to, I don't know. But she's toilet in that Machlokes. I was thinking, by Eichlich and Varaveira, what's the reason in Shulchan Dvar Aveira? Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishaymin. I didn't think you're going to listen to me. Shulchan Dvar Aveira. If you tell someone, pay someone to burn down the neighbor's, the competitor's business, you can't say, Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishaymin, why'd you listen to me? You're supposed to listen to God who says, you don't burn down people's houses. I don't know. Maybe it's the person who's music to burn down houses, so maybe there it's different.
When they're returning, maybe when they're returning the money, is it al yoredeya tikkun returning or koshin mishpat tikkun?
So let's see. What's the reason you have to return it? Because the Torah says leisikach, nikicha is not chal. So it sounds like in Chayshem Mishpat, that's what it seems. The Hidden Deceiver is the only one who explains it. So not explaining why he did Kishir Tvenu. So actually he explains later, his Shita is that if he's not Teveya, it blames the Mechila. He said the next piece. The question is, in Sifkat Nalif, he said that why do you have to give the money back? Because Lesikach, the Kicha is not Chal. So the question is, why only when he's Teveya? So in Beis, he says that. Look at Beis in the second column. First, he calls it the Taz. Ayin Taz, the Gamber Ribis, Binan Taivai. Chayrakasha. Kivin the Shech of a Ribis. Mishumachi lo loki alayo daviditik klasei. This is a chiddush to me. Look what he said. Why don't you get Malkus for Sheikhad or Ribis? Ditik klasei. Because you can pay back. Debnei Hashavadinu. Kechayv lo hashik. Kadesh lo yilka. Then he should have to give back so that he doesn't get Malkus. Kamay b'chol nitik klasei. The lucky be like Kaimai. Says Kash is you should have to give it back even if he's not to value, because in Lava Dita Klas Say, do you understand that? Not the Klas Say is only if you do the Say. Not only if you do the Say. No? Lava Dita Klas Say, even if you don't do the Say. Why, Bevachai Chicha Machte Zer Say. Beshechad, you mean? What? The Shecha, where's the essay? I'm not sure. You're right. But it's Nidl Tashlumen. It's not Nidl Tashlumen. I'm sorry. It's Lavin Nidl Tashlumen. So. A Kof Tzarek Laimu, Metam Shkos Atum, Mekiv De Medai Te Nosin, Cheskos Ay Moch Lai, Kshay Ne Taivai. So the Nesimus of Shita, the Tumim Shita, is if he gives it to him, and he's not Tevei him back, it's Becheskas he was Meichel, who bezen the stark different about say sachayshin because of kaifin I say she embraces any l'tayvai we force him to be veya lesser the chazak of achlay. So he says that he has to be teveya him, and he says not true. It's a chazak that he was meichel, and once he was meichel, it's done. Now the shecha piece of this is not so complicated. By ribis, the place give them on not like the taz, like the sma. That ribis, even if you're not teveya, ribis deraisi, you have to give back. You always mechuyev to give back. Chayechi chaymach is a mitzvah say that you're mechuyev to be mekayim. Because when a person doesn't return it, it's his. It's interesting, sha'am achlaikis by ribis, if someone gives you an item for ribis, right? Somebody, you lend him money and he gives you, whatever it is, he gives you a rare safer. So you have the safer, and it's he gives you a piece of jewelry. So you get a piece of jewelry for ribbis. Now, you have to give it back. Do you have to give back the piece of jewelry or the value of the piece of jewelry? The Ramah says, we have a rule by ribbis that if it's given to you, it's really yours. It really is yours. It's a separate mitzvah to pay back. So the Ramah says you don't have to give back the item itself. All you have to do is give back the value of the item. The Shach disagrees. The Shach, without, I don't think gives a reason. He just brings a raya that you have to give back the item itself that you got beribis. And the Chazainish says if the item is a rare item, that there's a value and that he gave it to you and not someone else, so the fact that he chose you, that itself is ribis. If it's an item anybody could buy, and that's what he gave you, so then you don't have to give back the item. There's no value in the item over the value. But by the main point being that ribis, when it's given, it's given. It's chal, the nesina is chal, it's given me daita. There's a mitzvah say to return it.
You don't need it.
We consider all ribis to be naishef, to be... Yeah, that's why ribis that rice, which is he's a billionaire and he gave you a pruta. It's also, I guess, okay. So this is the second din of the sif. If lo chay tzarich lahazirai kshitvenu anaisim. If he's meichel,
how did he change his mind?
Oh yeah, well, after he knows he can be Teveya, and he's not Teveya, then he can be Michael. Because he gave it originally, he gave it in order to get the loan. He wasn't happy to give it, but he had to give it in order to get the loan.
Right.
But later, if he knows he can be Teveya and he doesn't, so then he's Meichel. I don't know, he's not Meichel of Afreya, he's Meichel from now.
You see, we say he gave him an ax caused damage. He's not responsible for it.
The giver is not responsible. See, there anyway, any shomer becomes chayiv on the ax.
He gave the
dayan an ax.
Right now, the ax causes damage. He said the dayan is not going to be.
He's probably not kinda, but he's still going to be responsible. The shomer is always. Yeah,
so. Does the rab recall if the giving of the ribis, if it's an iser chetza, is there any nafkamina to it?
I don't think it's a chefza. The object, if it's an esrik, it doesn't become puzzle for a mitzvah. Next, every line here is a separate din. Shame, the fourth line. Shame shaloichai over b'leisasei. The Torah never says he can't pay ribbis, you know that? It says leisikach shaychad. It says three times. It says twice leisikach shaychad, and it says orur. It never says you're not allowed to give. Because shame shaloichai oiva b'leisa say, kachanois nai oiva b'lifnei leisite mirshol. The giver is oiva on lifnei leisite mirshol. What's the nafkamina in this? There's a dion. Is it usur to give ribbis to a goyish judge? The dion is ribbis shaychad, I keep saying. Is it also to give shaychad to a non-Jewish judge? That's the shiloh. Is it only Yisrael dike iser of shaychad? Now lifnei iver applies to a guy. And they said even manachay leben noyach is over lifnei iver. The din, whether a guy or a Jew. If the Gaiisha judge is not allowed to take Sheikhad, so then you have a lift either. What? So Lesikach. Doesn't say Sitain anywhere, but Lesikach Sheikhad. So there's almost an amusing tshuva, the Chaves Yoyer, tshuva Kuflam Edvav. He writes, Hadova Zeh Shol Haduk Sagodl, the big duke. He asked Legisi to my brother-in-law, Reb Itzik, the Dayan of Paltz, who was previously the Dayan of Hamelberg, Kishanasa Sham Girish Kloli, when the Jews were thrown out of the town, out of certain German towns, and they moved to a second town, the Skabala Bezde Bemanheim, Bemdina Hanal, somewhere in Germany, Hayaduk's Karl Ludwig, I don't know who he is. When they write in the tshuva about a duke that he was mufli b'chachma, you don't know if he really means it seriously. But anyway, so he spoke to my brother-in-law, he's the Rav, and they came to his place. You're the rabbi, you're supposed to take care of your people. You're supposed to give them mussar. First he said, they're always fighting and they're always coming to my court. Why are the Jews fighting coming to my court? He says, that's not bad enough. But worse, Jews say, so he said, they're always giving bribes. Ashenege called us. There's no set of laws that holds that smuta. Koshkena nema b'teiraschem. It says in your Torah, you're not allowed to give judge. What do you answer the duke? He tells you, the Jews are all paying ribbis. And what's the excuse for this? A sheikh, I can say ribbis. They're all giving sheikhad. And what's your excuse? On top of that, this happened right after they were thrown out of a different place, and they were exiled, and they came here, and he says, they're all paying ribbis. They're all paying shaykhat. I'm so used to ribbis.
They do it to even things out. They're not expecting to...
Well, he didn't start with that. He started with saying, Vandai Hadova Rao Marmoid. You're right, it's a terrible thing. As I tell you always, when someone complains, the first thing you say is, right, you're right. And then you tell him while he's wrong. But anyway, he starts, Ramoid. And he says they don't all do it. Well, not all the Jews give. Only the Kali Hadas or Rishoim they give. But he says, "Lo nisbaro mi miyasa. Who did it? Tell me who did it. I'll give him Musar." That's what he says. Yesh lechiach befor hesya. I can't make an announcement. Chalil lahitzi dibarala shayftim. I can't speak about it publicly. I'm going to be saying something bad about your government, about your judges, and I can't do that. So he says, "You're 100% right." Im kolzeh. Then he says, he says every time a Jew has a dvar mishpat with a non-Jew, he says it starts off in an uneven playing field. It starts off in an uneven playing field because the goyish judge is likely to paskin like the guy. He says yedua ein sinah kesinas hadas. It's no hatred like religious hatred from one people to another. Sarhaneva and teva, it's a natural. Minig balidasechad im chaverim va'achim. They're friendly to co-religionists. Mitzad kiriv daitam by Yehudi v'gai lamishma. Please suffik yatal levav hadai and daitam lesnatzel. Chesava Yehudi. Yesh lo mishpatim zeh. So he has a mishpat with somebody who's from the other religion. So you know why the Jew gives a bribe? Lechein sava lesakein vasnei tzedek. He's doing a mitzvah. He's making that the judgment should be right. He's trying to do it right. And he's not looking to make it crooked. That's a way to defend you, don't? He says they're not giving it to be ma'amis
the mishpat. He doesn't always win. He doesn't always win if he gives a shochah.
Right. It depends who gives more. It's, I don't know.
Does this affect the shochahs in terms of
deen? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about since the guy's mitzvah, so it's l'teiver to the guy. So it's a little hard to know. It's very hard to find a sefer that'll publish that it's mutter to give shaykhah to a guy. But it pashtos, it should be lifnei iver. If it's a mishpat. The Pisrei Tshuva brings this here in Sifkat and Gimel, which is the second column Pisrei Tshuva. He reads Tshuva's Chavis Yoyer. He does. I don't follow the logic of that, but okay. If it's also, it's also. What? Let's say it's true. I'm just asking this hypothetically, theoretically. Let's say the issur to give sheikha to a guy is mitzvah in mishpat. And if you're going to give him a sheikhah, it's l'teiv or av mishpat. Well, he's not a judge. He's an inspector. If he's an inspector, is there any issue sheikhah giving money to an inspector? I mean, if I'm a sheikhah, what? That what? With Pesach Tshuva and Aleph, you mean? That's by Goyim or by Yidden, he's saying it. Yeah, in Aleph he said Munam al Tzibur. So that I understand. What? In Aleph he says that you're not allowed to give money to the inspectors also. But by Ben Noyach. By Ben Noyach, the question is. Inspector Zayvah Gedeva if he doesn't do the job. Okay? It's definitely not a good idea. It's that I'm not, God forbid, encouraging it, but. The giver is Zayvah Lifnei Iver.
Yeah, you think it's.
What? No, you're giving him money, you should pass it properly. No, listen, you're right. If someone's a thief and he pays Shaychad to succeed in his thievery, there's no Shaylah. You know that he's not a steal even without Shaychad. But if someone wants to give Shaychad because he's right, which usually if people think he's right, so the question is whether we can give him Shaychad in such a case. The guy is not mitzvah l'asika shaychad. It does say anyway. The guy is not mitzvah l'asika shaychad. It's one. It doesn't have mitzvah. What? They often ask for shaychad. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Can you give shaychad?
Can you give them when they ask for it? Yeah, I guess if you don't give, they're going to be ma'avis as hadid. You have the chavis yoras heter in those. What? There's a law. I think you're not allowed to tip the sanitation man. Right? It's against the law to tip a city employee. Now, personally, I find it very helpful. We tip them every Pesach time, before Pesach, when there's all the garbage. And we occasionally we give our garbage man. We're the only people on the block. They put the garbage cans back in the driveway, in the place where it is. I'm telling you, during COVID, they came once a week. They came to our house. They came to the block, stopped by our house, took our garbage, and left the block. And it didn't even cost much. I asked my wife, "How much are you giving them?" I realized then that she was tipping them and I was tipping them, so it was a little excessive, but. But is that shaykhad? Is any shaykhad in tipping them? I don't know. What?
That's appreciation.
It's really against the Dina Machusa. It's really not.
I know, but it's not coming from the wrong. It's not a lifnei.
It's not a lifnei either. I don't know. I find it's a very helpful thing. I don't know. Before Pesach, we had tons of garbage. They do recycling on Monday. On Thursday, they took our cardboard also. Even though they threw in the regular garbage because we had a lot of garbage, and they did it. There's nothing wrong with being friendly. They didn't cheat anybody else. Who did they cheat? I don't know. Maybe the recycling, but what? A curse at time. Yeah. Especially we feel bad for them before Pesach. We have so much garbage. I think I don't know. My wife says that we look like we're in an apartment house. I don't know. We have so much shit. What? No, because you're doing it for my. I'm doing it for my good. The garbage man once asked my wife, "How do you have so much garbage?" So my wife said, "You ever had a Thanksgiving dinner?" He said, "Yes." He said, "We had four of them. These 2 days, we had four of them." So they said, "Oh, okay." You know, like they understand. But I mean, if there's a knife, and I don't know.
I know this person, not you all, because of who my friend is. Is that also for Dr. Shaykh?
Is it currency? I'm not.
Corruption
only
the
currency
is
one of the
favorites.
Oh, Ribbis Tavarim, you mean? Yeah. Oh, so that's the next line. Ribbis Tavarim, you mean if you.
A Shaykh
Advarim.
So, for example, a common thing that's. I don't know if it's wrong or not, but people say, oh, it's pulled over, it's not bad. And so, what's that card? Oh, I'm friendly with this police officer.
No, that's a legitimate argument. I'm a good citizen, so I deserve to have a pass on it. Let's see the what.
It's not going to make it equal. It's going to make it more because you're going to win because you gave shaykhs.
Hopefully,
I understand. That was his teretz to Carl Ludwig.
Yeah, but it's going to help us.
Okay, it's good you weren't in the room when he was telling him this teretz. Okay, let's see. The next line is something called Shaychad Devarim. Okay, now we're on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The end of the fifth line, the first white line. V'loy Shaychad Mamel Bilvad, ala filo Shaychad Devarim. Even Shaychad of words, meaning something that's not necessarily money, but something that's not necessarily tangible. So it is also an issa. Now, everyone was quoting a Gemara. The Gemara, apparently, that people are familiar with, in Ksubis and Daf Kofei, we have this sugya. So it says the following. It says, rather famously, after it says the din of Shaychad. Now, the Gemara is known, but Pshan of the Gemara is not known. Gemara has five similar stories. Each story has to be something more of a chiddush. Hechi dami Shaychad Devar. That's how the Gemara starts. I should really read the line before. Shaychad loy sikach. Ein etzarach loy b'shaychad mamim. Ela fila Shaychad Devarim nami yasir. But like Sibetza. The Gemara sounds like it's a deraisa. The Gemara says, "Mishaychad leisikach, ain't it tzarich leimishaychad mamin? It's not only mamin, which is goes without saying. Al filo shaychad harim nami yasa midalek sibetza. It doesn't say money leisikach. It says shaychad leisikach.
That's the receiver.
I mean,
it's
a receiver. It's only the receiver.
Okay, so
the receiver is not allowed to accept shaychad harim. How do you stop it? You say, I can't judge you. It brings a story. When he gave a Shechad Devarim, he said, Pistolni Lachaladina. He said, I can't do it anymore. Right? Hechidami Shechad Devarim, probably. Kihad Shmuel, and this is, I think, the well known story. Hava Ava Bimavra, he was walking across must have been a rickety bridge. Asu Gabra, Yav Le Yade. So a person held his hand to help him go across. Amale Maya Viditach. He said, What are you here for? Amale Dina Isli. I'm a kefir din taira. Amalei pesilni l'chaladina, because he helped him. He gave him a hand crossing the bridge. Pesilni l'chaladina. That's the first story. Second story. Ameima have a yasin kadar dina. Ameima was getting ready to pass in a din taira. Parach gat fa'areshe. I think gat was a feather that flew down onto his head. Also gav a shaklai. So someone took it off. Amalei maya viditach. Amalei dina isli. I'm here for the din Torah. Amalei pistol l'chaladina. Second story. Third story, Marukva. Avishoda reika kamei. It wasn't even his body. There was something disgusting on the floor. There was reik of some sort on the floor. Also, gavra kasye. Someone brought some earth and covered up the reik. Amalei maya viditach. Amalei dina isli. Amalei pistol l'chaladina. A big chiddush. Because he did something that was good for all of them. You took the feather off, it's good for him. Now, the reik on the floor. So what we're saying is Shaykh Devarim is non-financial, not financial. Mishmar Bereb Yaisi have a rogel arisa, even a bigger chiddush. He had a sharecropper, and the sharecropper had basically called my lishap sakanta depiri. Every Friday he brought him a basket of fruit, not a gift. It was the payment, the sharecropper's payment. He brought him every Friday. Yumachad aisile behebi shabata. Once he shows up on Thursday. Amalei Mashna Yida, why'd you bring it a day early? Amalei Dina Isli, Vamina Agav Orchi Aisi Lamar. I'm coming in anyway for a din Torah. It's easier for me. I'm bringing it in one day. Like Kibbul Minei. He refused to take it from him. Amalei, and he told him, still in Lachaladina. Even after refusing, he refused. The Gemara says, Oisiv Zuza de Rabbanan. Zuga means the Rabbanan. He set up Rabbanim to Paskin de Divakanayle. He was listening in. Ba'adi tikaz avasi, as they're arguing, Omar means he was thinking, Ibai tanachi. My guy, he could tie into this. Omar, tipach davshem shem makab le sheikhad. You see how sheikhad works? Ma'ani shaloi natalti. I didn't take it. Im natalti shali natalti. And had I taken it just a day early, kach, makab le sheikhad, alach is kama v'kama. So, fourth story, the fifth story, Shmuel Bar Elisha, Isilei Ugabra Reishis Hagez. He's a Kayan. He brought him Reishis Hagez. Or he was married to a Bas Kayan who could take Reishis Hagez. Amalei Mehechaat, Amalei Medech Plan, from that city. Mahasam Lahachal, I have a Kayan. From there to here, you couldn't find a Kayan to give it to. Amalei, Dina Isli, Amina Agaburchi, Isilei Lamar. I figure you're my Dayan, I might as well give it to you. Amalei Psilvel Chaladina. Like him only then. And the same story. Aisav Leizuga the Rabbana. And then, so the Gemara brings these five stories. What? He didn't have to give it to him. Yeah. So it's Taiva Sanor, really, that he gave. No. The last one is the smallest chiddush. You mean? He means even though it's a mitzvah sasei, I guess to do it. Okay, I hear. On this Gemara. Which, as I said, a well-known Gemara, Tosfos says, "Aval hacha ba'ayhev ki hanoch de parakat fa'areisha." In these cases, Oyei, where there was some friendship between them, Asu Gabri Shakle, Einay Ela Chumra Ba'alma. He says, this is not min adin. Hoyu Machmirim Al Atzma, and Kid Ashwa Bekama Devarim. Abu Psulin Loy Hava. Toy says the Chumra Ba'alma. This is Shaykhad. If someone takes a feather off you, it's a menschlicher thing to do. He gives you a hand crossing a bridge. It's a menschlicher thing to do. Reish HaGeiz, maybe I could hear the biggest taina. But everything else, Tosis said, these are chumra ba'alam. It's not an ikar adin. Rambam brings these, he said, shechet varam ketzad, and he brings these examples as examples of shechet varam, and he says that it's ikar adin. We have machlekes to Rambam and Tosfos, if these are chumra ba'alma or not, what's the shaila? What's the gedder of Sheikha Devarim? What's Sheikha Devarim? He starts saying good morning to you, that Sheikha Devarim? It's interesting, by Ribbis, there's Ribbis Devarim. There's such a thing as Ribbis Devarim. Ribbis Devarim is, he compliments you. If he never said good morning to you, and he starts saying good morning to you, it's also Ribbis Devarim. The Shaila thank you is Ribbis Devarim. So Ribbis Devarim is very wide open. According to Tosfos, these cases are not included in Shechet Devarim Ikar Adin. So here, the Chalukei Deis, the Birkei Yosef, which is quoted here in the Pisrei Tshuva, Shechet Devarim is the fourth Pisrei Tshuva, Dalit. He brings from Shechet Devarim is about 10 lines up at the last column of the Pisrei Tshuva. If these things are possible, meyikar hadin, mismarved dvarav the hod the chol dayin sheshal shaila. We're going to get to that in a minute. Ukuli av apostle medina. Gam a sefer berkei yosef herach lezev because of the seif. The berkei yosef is the chida because of the seif. The avshav aribal nira kavistatek tzas. You have the shal shalta chabit fei mehanach. The shal shalta, I didn't do the case yet. Because I'm lishu the gemara of Atur, hadav a borer, the pasal afil b'diavet. He has a tain against Tosfos, like the Rambam. The gemara said, leisikach, mid leiksev betza, it's marba ribis devar. See, there's a kasha on Tosfos. How could Tosfos say that it's a chumra ba'alma? The gemara clearly holds that shecha devarim is ikar adin. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva on Shechet Devarim in Chelek Beis HaChesh Mishpat. It's in Tshuva Zayin and Av Gimel. He says, he gives a very a clear geder. He says, certainly, Shechet Devarim, there's a Shechet Devarim Stairaisa. The Gemara says that it doesn't say Betza, Shechet Devarim. What Tosfos means, it has to be a Shechet that has value. Shechet Devarim, he does something for you that has value. If it has value, taking a feather off your thing, holding your hand across the bridge, these are things that don't have an inherent value. And these things, that's why they're awesome. The Gedda Devarim is, it has to be something that would be Ma'avrei Chachamim. And Sir Moshe writes, the Gedda is that which he says that people would be machshiv, something that would be machshiv. He says mishapcha yosef midai. He praises someone excessively, so people appreciate it. People like to be praised. If you praise somebody excessively, especially in front of other people, that's the gather advar.
Sam says good morning every morning.
It then keeps us saying good morning.
You'll appreciate that. Want to ask you a question? Why does it say laishika?
Okay, wait, let me finish the Ribbis Devarim. So Rav Palm, when Ner Yisrael opened in the 1960s, they had a week of celebration for opening their campus. And Rav Palm was invited to speak. He spoke at one of the openings. And his topic was, he spoke about Akaras HaTayv to the yeshiva. And it was Parshas Toldos. He spoke. He explained why Yitzchak was fooled by Esav. It's Esav. The pasuk says he tzayid bepiv because he gave him shaychad. He gave him a son. So Pam read this Gemara that Shmuel sepsilna lachaladina. Tosfos says he wouldn't be pasaladina. So what he said was that it wasn't from the weakness of these Amirahim in being pasking it on his din. It wasn't a weakness of that caused this to be shaykh for them. It was because of their godless in Akaras HaTayv. Because they were on a madrega where they were makir taiv on a different level. Even a person gave him a hand, a person blew off a feather by them, that was something that you feel indebted to somebody. You and I, we feel indebted to someone. But it was their godless in Akaras HaTayv. See, we said that's Shari Yitzchak. Yitzchak was fooled by Esav. It wasn't because of his weakness, Epis, in Hachacha to Rishayim, in his godless of Akaras HaTayv. They had Akaras HaTayv on a different level. So that's why it meant something. You see, Taisha of the Gemara, that for them, this was a godless, this was some debt required at Karza time. For you and I, someone gives me a hand crossing a bridge, it's not gonna be mechayev me, I'm not gonna feel at Karza time. For me, it's not shaychad. For somebody like that, it is shaychad. That's how he touched it up. I was not there, when the Israel opened. Paul mentioned this to me, he told once we were traveling somewhere, and he mentioned that afterwards Rav Ruderman came over to him and told him, you're Mechamin Alamis. That's what he told him. That you're Mechamin Alamis. Ramesh's taich of this goes with that. Ramesh says, when Tosfos says that it's a Chumra Ba'alma, and the Berkei Yosef says, what do you mean? The Gemara is talking Mikra Adin. He says, Ribbis Devarim is something that people would value. They would value an appreciation for what you did. So it depends. It depends on the person. It depends on what he did. Now this fits well into the last words here, the last couple of lines. Chol dayin sheshol she'ila. A dayin that borrowed something from someone. Pasul ladayin. Zeshe'shilai. Someone lent you something, independent of the din taira. And later din taira comes, you're not allowed to pass confit. Bamedivar ma'murim. K'shaloi ha'yalei ledayin lahashol. If there was nobody, you needed it, there was nobody to lend it to you, he lent it to you. Someone comes to shul, he needs to borrow a talis. He can borrow from 100 different people. And he lent it to him. It's not a big deal. If it's something that's not a, which Ramesh is saying, that's together. Together, Dvarim is, a Ribbis Dvarim, is something that a person appreciates. The Rama limits this. Tafka beragel l'shal mibenu. Aba kray ba'alma le'mucha shayisa b'shem adin lo'i. But kray ba'alma, there's no. That's not ribbis devarim. So together, according to the chida and the Rambam, it's anything he does for you. According to the way the Tosfos and the way Ramesh is explaining it, it's only something that you would take notice of, and appreciates, and then that's. That's together of Sheikh Adavar. So Sif Aleph, even though there are 8 Sifim here, the bulk of the halachas are here in Sif Aleph. It's a sham we'll learn the next few Sifim.